word of prayer. Father God, thank you for this time to meet with you and your presence to hear from you. And I pray, Father God, for your presence to just fill the space and every room that we're in this morning, Lord. I pray just that you would give us the open ears and open eyes, Lord, just to hear what you have for us. May Holy Spirit be with me as I share this morning and share the message that you have with us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you can turn to Matthew 8, 18 to 27. Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to depart to the other side of the sea. Then a scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of the disciples said to him, "Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me and allow the dead to bury their own dead." When he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with the waves. But Jesus himself was asleep. And they came to him and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you men of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. The men were amazed and said, "What kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" This is a well-known story in the Bible of Jesus calming the storm. And as I prayed about what to share this morning, I felt like God wanted to remind us of his faithfulness. He wanted to remind us of his awesome power, his providence amidst all of our circumstances, especially for those of us who might be struggling through a storm. How often do we find ourselves amidst difficulty, big or small, a challenge or a circumstance that we pray so hard to get out of? We pray for release, we pray for protection, we pray for his strength and his wisdom. I find myself in these moments a lot, and I'm so glad that by his word, God has many reminders that give me hope and guide me during times like this. For example, Psalm 55, 22, "Cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you." Or Philippians 4, 6 to 7, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And finally, the one that we all know, Proverbs 3, 5, 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight." And so the story of Jesus calming the storm also comes to my mind. And it reminds me that his power is so great that only the winds and the seas will obey him. And as I unpacked the verses further and meditated on what I believe God wanted to teach us, it's a reminder that it's not just that God can calm the storms or that we can pray for our peace to return, but that even amidst that storm, he is present. And that our role is not passive. But we've got a role that we don't just wait upon the Lord to act, but we have to act on our own. And instead, Jesus reminds us we need to have faith. And you see it when the disciples wake Jesus up and ask him to save them. Jesus asks them, "Why are you afraid, you men of little faith?" And so what does that mean? What does it mean to have faith? And again, I go back to his word. In Hebrews 11, 1 to 3. It says, "Now faith is the certainty of things hoped for, a proof of things not seen. For it is by people of old gained approval, but by faith we understand that the world has been created by the word of God, so that what is seen has not been made out of things that are visible." Faith to me is knowing that God is the word, and the word is true, even if we don't have all the science and facts to see it. It's knowing that our God has a plan, and his plan is better. And even if we don't know how it's going to turn out, we obey him in our actions because we have confidence that he will fulfill his promises. Hebrews 11 has a long list following this verse, reminding us of the many examples of God's faithfulness throughout history. But each of us personally also have many of our own examples of God's faithfulness in our lives that we can remember and hold on to remind us that God is real, God is at work, and we should hold fast to Jesus no matter what, because he always has a plan. As we experience life and all its circumstances, we ourselves experience God's redemption, his protection, and little by little, our faith grows. And so how else can we find faith? In Romans 10:17, it says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Having faith is believing that God is the truth, believing that Jesus is our Savior and Redeemer. I know of God and Jesus because someone told me. My children know who God is because they're told about Jesus and what he did for them. Yet just because we hear doesn't immediately mean we believe. At some point, there's an encounter with God or multiple encounters which make it impossible to deny that he is real. Moreover, we realize how precious he is and we treasure all he's done for us, and our faith continues to grow. God is so good that he gave us his word and truth, which we can read over and over again. And with many reminders of his goodness, his love, his grace, and his faithfulness over those who came before us. But are we making enough time throughout our day to meditate on the word of God and to be still and hear a still small voice? Or do we just go to God when we have a list of prayer requests? Or do we make time to sit before him and listen to what he has to say to us? And more importantly, when we pray and he speaks, are we prepared to obey? As we learn to hear his voice and recognize this call for obedience, and we're reminded that the obedience through faith, through the obedience, faith will come alive. In James 2:14-17, he says, "What use is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? And if a brother or sister, without clothing and in the need of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warm and be filled,' yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? In the same way, faith also, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself." And so we come back to the passage again. Prior to the storm, Jesus had ordered the disciples to go to the other side of the sea. And as we read through the rest of Matthew 8, we know that the purpose of this trip was to perform a miracle by driving demons out of men to demonstrate God's power over Satan. So I think God wants to remind us that even in the midst of our storms, it's important to remember that our purpose here on earth is bigger than our circumstances. We are kingdom workers for God. We're a reflection of heaven on earth to know him, be like him, and make him known in our day-to-day. And it's not easy, but the truth is this, Matthew 6:33, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." So in all things, let us look to the cross. Let us remember how God sacrificed his son for us and what it means to love those around us. I'm grateful for my faith and for my purpose, and for the truth that is that we have a God that fights for us, a God that the waves and the seas will obey, a God that will not just calm the storms, but be right there with us as we go through them. Surely this cannot be news that we keep hidden to ourselves. But instead, in every opportunity, let us spread this good news to those around. Let us be witnesses to show that there is more to life than the circumstances outside our control. And again, I know as I share this head knowledge, we know this, and it's easier said than done in action. And God also knows this as well. And so in the verses, he reminds us what it means to follow him. "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To follow God, to follow Jesus, means to die to ourselves and take up his cross. The mission of Christ was to make known his truth and not to pursue worldly things. Are we ready to serve those around us for their well-being and quite possibly at the expense of our own? Are we ready to put others before us and to put God first before us? Jesus goes on to say, "Follow me and allow the dead to bury their own dead." He reminds us to focus on the living, on those who do not yet know him or the truth and make him known. So how often in our day-to-day do we intentionally remember and reflect on what we live for? I know I forget. I know that there are days when I'm rushing to get out the door, going about my day, my life, my work, my family, and doing all of this before putting first. But on the days that I start my day with his word, his worship, and walk in his presence, remembering why I'm alive and the mission that he has for me, my work, my life, and my family has a different purpose and meaning. So this morning, my hope for us, for all of us, is this. Let us walk by faith, by hearing the word of God. Let us live it out and be ambassadors for Christ amidst all that we're going through. And in the valleys or on the highest mountains, let us thank God for his faithfulness, thank God for his sacrifice and grace, and thank God for his power to overcome the storms, for his presence to go before us and be with us all. So if I invite worship up. As we worship and pray today, let us consider, if we have faith, are we ready to walk in faith, and do we have enough? Do we want more faith? And let us consider how we will spend our time such that when we hear more of his word and his will, he says in Isaiah 55, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts."
You say go, we will go. If you say wait, we will wait. If you say step out on the water, and they say it can be done, we'll fix our eyes on you. Say it can be done. fix our eyes on you, and we will come.
Let us go into a time of community prayer. Let us pray for those who are undergoing chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let us pray for those who also need healing, and that they'll overcome illness that they're going through. Let us pray for others with their infirmities, and that there will also be healing. Pray for those who have COVID at the moment, that they would be completely healed. And let's pray for those who are on the front line, who are helping all those who are in need. Let us pray for those who are looking for jobs. For today's prayers, let's pray for missions. Let's pray for all of our church plants in China, especially for P. Hinsu, P. Ricky, the Chongs, and the other churches. Let us lift up the board and just pray that they would be guided by continued wisdom, by, you know, your word, and by faith to do and administrate what's right for our church. Let us pray for our different fellowships, the young adult ministry, men's ministry, as well as women's ministry. Let us pray for our hospitality ministries, for welcoming, barista, and logistics. And let us lift up the moms-to-be in our church. Just pray for healthy pregnancies and that the babies would be well. Pray. Father God, you were there with Jesus in the middle of the storm, knowing that they would cross the sea and overcome the demons. Similarly, you are with each of us now amidst our circumstances, amidst the challenges. And as our wise counsel, our comforter and conqueror, you remind us this morning that our faith is never just about us. We're called to be a light in this dark world, to bring hope to those who don't know it, and to bring purpose to those who don't have it. You overcome all evil, you dispel the demons, and you will more than sustain us. You will give us life and life abundant. So as we pray this morning, we continue to hold on to this truth. We continue to hold on to the belief that you will overcome. We thank you for your unconditional love, for going before us and being right there beside us every step of the way. I pray that we will constantly return to your word. We would hear, we would read, we would meditate on the truth, and we would be encouraged. May we have your strength, comfort, and wisdom to serve your purpose as we go about our day today, Lord. I pray that we would walk by faith and not by sight, and have the courage to make you known despite the storms. We love you, and we pray all of this in your Son's precious name. Amen.